I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. The U.S. trade deficit soared to a monthly record of $140.5 billion in March as companies across the country rushed to bring in foreign goods before more duties kick in. Wall Street is also pointing higher as the Federal Reserve prepares to wrap up its policy meeting, with many expecting it to keep interest rates unchanged despite the president's calls for the U.S. central bank to cut borrowing costs. Starting Wednesday, travelers who take domestic flights inside the U.S. and use a state-issued ID will have to make sure it meets federal Real ID requirements. But what happens if you don't have a real ID and plan to travel on the May 7th deadline? AP correspondent Bridget Brown explains.
Be sure to bring your passport or another TSA-approved form of identification to the airport. A real ID is considered a more secure form of identification that's supposed to make fake IDs harder to forge.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, also warns passengers that they don't have identification that meets real ID requirements to show up early and be prepared for advanced screening to avoid delays. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Say